Tom Silverstein joins us now on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tom, appreciate the time. As always, you're so close to the NFL season. First off, I want to ask you about that situation with Matt LaFleur. Are you starting to feel him, or when he said that on Monday, are you starting to feel Matt LaFleur getting a little testy with the questions about audibling at the line of scrimmage?
Well, he did today a little bit. Seemed to be tired of, you know, addressing it. And I don't know if it was he felt there was nitpicking or he seemed to take offense to the word audible, and that wasn't in, you know, exactly what they call it, and they call it something different. I'm not really sure what it was he was, you know, he was smiling when he said it. But anyway, I think there's going to be a balance of how much do you alter this offense that is grounded in a style where there isn't a lot of stuff done at the line of scrimmage. There's a desire to move fast and get as many snaps as you can during a game. So there isn't a lot of audibling at the line of scrimmage. There's usually two plays, one that's called in the huddle and another to go to. But I also think that he's, you know, created a situation where has allowed Rodgers, and we'll find this out on Thursday, but whether he's allowed Rodgers, or he has allowed Rodgers some leeway. It's just how much, we don't know. That's something we won't know until Thursday night or beyond.
See, and that, I think, is the issue for some people. Not all people, but some people, I think, are worried that he's going to run roughshod over LaFleur and do what he wants to do, kind of like people think is what happened to Mike McCarthy before it was all done with McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a concern. I think they've got to come to, you know, a happy medium there so that, you know, it's not... So LaFleur's not losing the, you know, the foundation of his offense, and yet still doing what he can to make the best of what Rodgers does really well.
So yeah, and I think as you look at that, you're right. We don't know what we don't know until we see it. I mean, we didn't see, anything during preseason. I mean, we don't know what this offense really looked like with Aaron Rodgers at all. I mean, I think it's going to be a fluid situation.
Yeah, I mean, you can't criticize him for not giving Rodgers enough leeway or for Rodgers taking, you know, more than he can until we actually see them play, until we see how the offense functions. And you know, if you've watched the Packers for as long as I have, you know when Rodgers is checking things at the line or at least giving dummy calls, things to react to what he sees in front of him. And we'll know. I mean, I think most people know that whether he's checking to different plays or he's just running what's been called in the huddle.
Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, reporter for the Green Bay Packers beat for a million years, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. And he talks to Leroy Butler and asks five Packers questions each week. And Leroy Butler gets to ask Tom a question now.
Tom, let me ask you a question. Has he made it, he has been Matt LaFleur, made it crystal clear that he is making the calls? Because I know in the last preseason game, the wide receivers coach, I thought he mentioned that he may be calling the plays. So has he gone back to those duties?
Yeah, he allowed the quarterbacks coach.
The quarterbacks, yes, the quarterbacks,
to,
yes.
Called just, you know, McCarthy used to do that too in the last preseason game. He gave Edgar Bennett or Joe Philbin, or one year he even let Rodgers call the plays in the fourth game. So, he'll call the plays, and this is still very much his offense. And, you know, one of the things about giving up control is that, you know, when you let a quarterback do more of the decision-making at the line, you wind up throwing the ball a lot more than you're running it, because there's no quarterback in the world who's more interested in handing the ball off than throwing it. And so if he sees something, and he probably always sees something where he can throw it, you know that he's going to audible to passes. And so that's where LaFleur, because his offense is so predicated on the run game, on the wide zone, and everything works off of that, he's got to be able to run the ball 20, 25 times a game.
Yeah, I was wondering that if they struggle, the offense struggle, is it going to be, well, he didn't go through preseason, Aaron Rodgers. And then for some reason, I think that if they struggle, it's because the Bears defense, although they got a different coach, defensive coordinator, the Bears defense is good. That would make anybody struggle. So I wonder, how do you even balance that to say, you know, how good is he really going to be coming out of the box?
Yeah, that's why I don't know if you can make a judgment off of one game. It's probably, let's see what happens through September when they, you know, they play a gauntlet, really, with the Bears and the Vikings in back-to-back weeks. I think, you know, not playing in the preseason, I think we talked about this on Five Questions. In my opinion, it just, all it does is possibly lead to Rodgers being, or the offense being, a little bit out of sync early in the game. You know, by halftime, they should be in sync, and everybody should be pretty used to everything. So I don't think it'll be the reason they lose the game. I still think that, you know, there's a reason why these coaches play their starters, starting quarterbacks, especially when they're putting in new offenses, a little bit during the preseason. They don't play them a lot, but they do play them a little, and there must be a reason for that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how they start out.
What do you expect from this defense? I mean, you look at, you know, this defense is fairly new. I mean, they bring in two new outside linebackers. You've got two new safeties. You've got Kevin King, who hadn't played much. I mean, they have a lot of moving parts there. Inside linebacker, of course, Blake comes back, but you don't know who the other guy's going to be. But they have a lot of new moving parts there as well.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's actually a strength, is that they have a ton of flexibility. And that's going to be Patton's task, is using that those different types of players in different positions to be unpredictable. I mean, you've got Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, who can play inside and outside. You can drop them up, you know, drop them into coverage. You can rush them. You can play them inside. You can play them outside. You know, you've got a guy like Adrian Amos. You can play him up near the line of scrimmage. You can play him deep. You've got corners. You could have J.R. Alexander follow a guy, or you could put him in the slot. There's just a lot of different options for this team, and I think it's Patton has to find out each week, you know, how he can take the best players out of the game, and that's going to be his task.
Talking with beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering the Green Bay Packers, Tom Silverstein, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Tom, after the cutdown day on Saturday, was there one move that surprised you the most, if it was DeShone Kizer, the quarterback, or maybe something they did on the defensive side of the football?
I thought that Boyle was going to win the number two, and so I wasn't surprised, and I really thought they'd only carry one quarterback. I was surprised by Justin McCray, I think, was probably that and putting Equanimeous St. Brown on injured reserve. I guess we didn't know how serious his injury was. It must be fairly serious for them to just say, take the rest of the year off and work on getting back. McCray, I thought, was better than Cole Madison, but they're absolutely banking on potential and going with a fifth-round pick over, you know, a guy who could play anywhere. He is really a versatile player, and I was surprised they let him go.
Tom, you talk about keeping Cole Madison the draft pick, but at the same point, they roll on Kizer and pretty much throw their hands in the air at the Demaryius Randall deal. And then they let go Jamon Moore, who was a fourth-round pick. So they have shown the willingness to just say, hey, that was a mistake, and move on.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and that's the sign of a good general manager. if you cut your losses and if it's not, if the guy's not performing, then move on to the next guy. And I have to give him credit for, he could have hung on one more year with Jamon Moore. He could have tried to keep Kizer as a third quarterback, but I think he's sort of running the team the way Ron Wolf did. I think there's more Ron Wolf in him than Ted Thompson, and doesn't seem to be afraid of getting rid of his draft picks.
I want to go back to the offensive side of the ball real quick here, talking about LaFleur. How much impact or influence has the offensive coordinator Hackett had on that side of the ball throughout training camp and these preseason games, as far as how much you hear him yapping out there to different players and having his influence?
I don't know. I don't know how much influence he has. I mean, he's out there and he's calling the plays, or he's relaying the plays in. I guess actually LaFleur does that, but there's times when he's right there with the offense. I don't know what his influence is going to be. I think he's got things that he learned over the years. He's, his dad was a West Coast disciple, one of the guys who was Mike McCarthy's mentor. And so he carries with him a lot of West Coast concepts and ideas and confidence in that system. So I don't know if he's able to add that, if there's things that he brings up that, help LaFleur, because I think if LaFleur's offense, if that offense turns out to be a fad, then he's got to adjust. And if the rest of the NFL has figured it out, then they have to adjust from where they're at and play to their talent a little more and less to the scheme.
Tom, last one for me. We'll let you get going. I just want to know the mentality of what you know about Aaron Rodgers. Last time he threw an interception was to Jackson in Chicago. He's going back to that place. Do you think he's moved on from that, or you think he knows this defense, know where the soft spots are? Because ultimately, it was Randall Cobb and him teaming up to destroy the Chicago Bears. Or do you think, he has enough weapons to just take advantage of it?
I think what he sees, and this is probably the way he thinks, and, I'm guessing, of course, because I'm not inside his brain, but I'm guessing that he looks at the Chicago secondary and he sees plays to be made there.
Yes,
that there's
absolutely
not a lot of depth at their corner position, that he knows what Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is, and they're going to try to get him matched up one-on-one. And he's going to get the ball to Davante Adams a lot, because I don't know that there's anyone there that can stop Davante Adams. I mean, Kyle Fuller is a good corner, but, they're going to find ways to get him Adams all over the place. And so I think that's what he's thinking. And then he's just, on his knees praying that they can block Khalil Mack for, a second and a half so he can get the ball off.
Right.
That's what it probably is, his mindset.
Tom, that's the scariest thing, is 52 on the other side of the field. In the article earlier today, you gave me a stat that I did not remember. The last time the Packers had a new coach entering the Packers-Bears rivalry, Mike McCarthy lost 26-0. Your prediction for the opener on Thursday night?
At home. You're going to have to buy a paper to get that.
I love it.
Or a subscription to JS Online. You'll be able to get that. That prediction plus the prediction for the entire season.
That is why he is a consummate professional. The best part about that, Journal Sentinel subscription, it also gets you a subscription to PackersNews.com, and you can see Tom Silverstein's articles every day there.
What about those five questions? Can we get those five questions, Tom?
Yeah, you can have those.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Tom, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Okay, take care, guys.
That's Tom Silverstein, beat writer for the Green Bay Packers on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Yes,
if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.